It's a very low standard. What is the other one? So Baruch Hashem, we're back in Beis HaMedrash, back together after a hafsoka of Bein HaZmanim, vacation time, and Baruch Hashem, it's always a pleasure to come back to Eretz Yisrael, come back to the Shiurim Kivuim. So Baruch Hashem, whenever I'm in Chutz Laretz, it's also a big Harbotzes Torah, and it's a special schutz, but it's always a simcha to come back to Eretz Yisrael, to your family, to your Talmidim, and to your Chaverim, and to the Shiurim Kivuim. The Shia today is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosoi Shel Rav Menachem Yitzchok Ben Harav Rav Yankiv Yisroel, the father of my dear and beloved friend Chaim Orlinsky. You saw him just a few minutes ago. Oh, Chaim is right here. And Chaim is like a brother to me, and for many, many years the Evan HaYisoid, the pillar of support for Mincha Social Activities, the foundation in America. So it is with great gratitude that I am dedicating this year Le'ili Nishmas, his late father. The Yortzeit was Friday, I think. Friday was the Yortzeit. Shianuach b'sholam al mishkova. He should be a Meres Yosef for the entire family. You should all know Nachas and Simcha la'orech sholim toivois. So the shiur we will be discussing today is a very fundamental and very interesting one, and we will be visiting many sites. So in this week's parasha, we learn the authority of Chachomim. So in the past, we discussed various different facets of the broad sugya of Lo Yisosor, but today I want to focus on a concept that we find many, many times in Shas. And it also has a shaychus with Yomim Neroim. After all, today was Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we are in a process of Hachona to the Yomim Neroim. So many times in Shas, we find a concept, the Rabbonani Vekra, Asmachta ba'alma. How do we define asmachta, the concept of asmachta? And we find this concept in various different variations. Sometimes in Shas we find Aloch Alamayshu Masinai va'asmechinu akro. In other sugyas, Derabonon va'asmechinu akro. And we find asmachta in Toras Moshe. We find asmachta in Divrei Hanevi'im v'haksuvim. But what is the essence of an asmachta? What is the reasoning, the rationale, that Chachamim need to look for a biblical source, a source in the Psukim, to a concept which essentially is not a Drosh Gemura? It's either Aloch Al Maishe Masinai or a Derabbanon. So some Derabbanons are just Derabbanons and nothing more. Some Derabbanons, Asmachinu HaAkro, are Asmachtas. Is there an essential difference between an Asmachta and other Derabbanons? So this is a fascinating concept, and I did not see any Achronim that really grappled with this concept and and brought together sources and tried to define. So there's a very well-known Ritva, Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin Omed Aleph, and the din of Malchiyah Zechroinai Shofros. So about Tkiyah Shofar, besides the Tkiyah, we also say Brochas, and we combine the Tkiyahs with the Brochas. Imre Lafuna Malchiyah Zechroinai Shofros Aleichem, ואמרו לפון הזכרוין, אז כדי שיאללה זכרוינכם לפון האלה, טויבה ובאמת בשויפו. So we blow three times שויפו, בתפילס העמידה, בחזור ששעץ. Once ברוכס of מלכיס, then זכרוינס, and then שויפס. ראש שאולו תזיים, לגמור דרשנס, מלכיס זכרוינס, בשויפס פעם פסוקים. But nevertheless, all the רשיינים say, it's not מנטר, it's מדרבונון, and it's an אסמכתה. But the lesson of the Gemara is, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Does that lashon indicate that it's min haTorah? Is it fitting on the Rabbanan to say Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, Imru Lefonah Malchius, Imru Lefonah Zechonis, Imru Lefonah Shoveris? And we also find the lashon in the Gemara, Rachmona Omer Tiku, Rachmona Omer Imru. So these lashonis, Imru Lefonai, Rachmona Omer Imru, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. So the Ramban clearly says, Midrabonon. And then there's a Gewaldige Chiddush in Ritva. And the Ritva says that Asmachta is not merely a Drabonon. That is the Kavona of the Pasuk. Ela Shemosro Akosav Lachachomim. But that is Rotzen HaTorah. And when Chachomim say in Asmachta, it is not merely a Drabonon like any other Drabonon. That is Kavona HaTorah. However, it's not explicit in the Torah. It's not Mefurish. And anybody that says that asmachta is something which is superficial, not real, this is not really kavona sakosev, zu das minus. That's like apokorsis, that's minus. That is the way the Ritva expresses himself in Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, in the suga of Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shofros. In the Rabban, Parshas is mashmitzah the Rabbanon like any other the Rabbanon. But the Ritva has very harsh language for those that feel that Asmachta is something which is totally artificial. But the opinion that the Ritva rejects with such harsh language, Zudas Minus, seems to be a very broad-based opinion that we find in many Rishonim. Kiryas Sefer, and I'm starting from later Rishonim, I will go upwards. So the Kiryas Sefer was the Mabit. More than 500 years ago, one of the Chosefs, the commentators of the Rambam, Kiryas Sefer, in his introduction to his Perush al Rambam, to the Kiryas Sefer al Rambam, Kiryas Sefer clearly writes that Asmacht is just l'simono ba'alma. It's just a simon to enhance our memory. So Chachomim take the Rabbonons and connect them to Psukim of the Torah, but it's not really Kavones HaTorah. Kesef Mishnah and the Red Baz. Rambam, Hilchas Naziris, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Stam Naziris, Shloishim Yoim. And the Gemara Darshans, how do we know Stam Naziris, Shloishim Yoim? Nozer Yehiyeh. Yehiyeh is Begematria Shloishim Yoim. And the Kesef Mishnah and the Radbaz in their Pirush al Rambam, Perek Gimel and Hilchas Naziris both write, L'samona ba'alma, that the Asmachta is just L'siman. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Radbaz, and the Kiryas Sefer, probably three first and foremost of the Rambam's Noise Kalim, and they all say in the opinion of the Rambam that an Asmachta is just L'siman Bervad. And actually that is found in the Rambam, and not only in his commentators. The Rambam, in the introduction to Perusha Mishnah, the Rambam writes that the concept of Asmachta is just to enhance memory. We must bear in mind that in their days, lechatchil dvorim shebal peh yator shai liomrom bechsav, it was a huge challenge to remember the entirety of Torah shebal peh without writing and without being able to read. It was only oral transmission, so it was extremely enhancing, and it made memory far more possible if chachamim attached their various takonas and various gzeres to psukei Torah. So you read from a Sefer Torah, all you had to learn is Chumash, and you remembered learning Chumash, various Tkonas Chazal and Droshes Chazal, which are essentially not Min HaTorah. So that is what we find in the Rambam himself in his introduction to Perusha Mishnah in Seder Zohar. We find it once again in Moreh Nevuchim of the Rambam, Chele Gimel, Perek Mem Gimel. It's in the Kuzari as well, in Shar Gimel. So all these important sources clearly say that Asmachta is not really Pirush HaMikraot, it's not really Pshat in the Psukim, but rather Chachamim had an interest to attach in a superficial way their Tekonis and Mitzvahs Derabonon to Psukei HaTorah Le'uk Megirasa Ve'Lesimona. However, Hatzadish over the common denominator between all the sources that I quoted up to this moment is that they're all speaking about Halacha LaMoshe Mesinai Sha'asmechuhu Akro. And I think regarding Halacha LaMoshe Mesinai, maybe even the Ritva would agree. All these sources I quoted up to this moment don't deal with the Rabbonon's Shehismichu Ala Mikraot. But my argument is, if we find the concept of Zikoroin and Simona Ba'alma by Halacha LaMoshe Mesinai, why wouldn't we say the same regarding the Rabbonon's Shehismichu Akro? What would be the difference between those and the others? Toisis Menochas Tzadik Beis Omid Beis. And a Menochas Tzadik Beis, we're dealing with the Rabbonon, which is an Asmachta, and Toisis clearly says, Le'ukme Gerasa Le'simona. So how would one define Le'ukme Gerasa Le'simona, if not exactly the way the Rambam defines it? Make it easier, Le'ukme Gerasa, to make it easier to memorize all those halochas of Torah Shebal Peh, it was the interest of the Chachamim to attach them in a way to Psukei HaTorah, to enhance and make it easier to remember those tekonos. So we find this Yesod in Toisis as well, Menochas Tzadik Beis Omid Beis. And then there's another Toisis in Soita Lamed Beis Omid Beis, and Toisis writes, Ein derech hagamora ledayek kol kach ba'asmachta. Because, according to the Ritva, why would we say Ein derech hagamora ledayek ba'asmachta, if asmachta is actually Rotzen Hashem, and it is essentially the kavana of the psukim. It's just a different level of drosha, a different level of diuraisa, but it actually is korobli diuraisa. So why would Tosha say, Ein derech hagamora ledayik bipsukim? So all these sources seem clearly to indicate that what the Ritva defines as das minus is a very widely accepted and broad-based shitta in Divrei Rabbi Seinu Vereshoinim. It's in the Rambam, it's in the Noise Kalim of the Rambam, it's in Toisis Menochas Tzadik Beis Mefurash, and probably that's also the Kavon of Toisis in Soita, Daf Lamed Beis Ein Derech Kol Kach Ledayeg Ba'asmachta. And this is interesting, that this all goes against the Ritva. So why would Chachomim superficially attach their Takonis and their mitzvahs to Psukei HaTorah? There are two fundamental approaches. One is the more common approach that we find in Toisis HaManochas and in the Rambam and in the Noise Kalim of the Rambam, primarily Kesef Mishnah, Kiryas Sefer, and the Radbaz. Le'uk Megers, Le'Samona Ba'alma, Le'Kutei Maharil, Ois Pei Dalet, we find a different approach, which is fascinating and also problematic. So Le'Kutei Maharil, and the Maharil was one of the Rishonim Gedolei Ashkenaz, most of them in Hogam that the Ramo quotes in Shulchan Aruch are based either on the Tumas edition, even more common, the Maharil. And it is brought in the name of the Maharil, in Le'Kutei Maharil, that Chachamim wanted to give added gravitas, added importance, added emphasis to their tekones, so they wanted people to think and believe that it's Min HaTorah, and that is why Asmachinu Akro. And that is a different approach, that which is somewhat problematic, that Chachamim wanted people to think, mistakenly think, that it's Diuraisa, they shouldn't be Meikel Rosh. Well, there's a Rambam, it's a Chiddush in the Rambam, but still it's the Rambam, Perik Beis, Alochet Es Melchus Rambam, Melchus Mamrim, and it's a mitzvah. It's actually a mitzvah in this week's parsha. No, last week's parsha. Loi soysef al adovah, veloi tigra'u mimeno. It's in parshas Ve'eschanan, and once again in parshas Le'ei, twice in Mishneh Torah. That there's an issue of Bal Toysef, and the Rambam is mechadesh that Bal Toysef is not only ba'asiyas a mitzvah. It is not only that we are not allowed to add on while performing the mitzvah, there also is a law about toisev d'hoiroa, and a rav or a poisek or a talmud chochem that that adds on to one of Tayag Mitzvah Shebetoira, and the Rambam clearly says, if he takes a Mitzvah Darabonon and teaches that it's a Mitzvah Deoraisa, he is over on the lava of Baal Tosef. So how could the Maharil say that the entire concept of Asmachta is because Chachamim wanted people to think that it's Mena Torah, they shouldn't be Mezalzel, they shouldn't be Mekel Rosh, and they should take it seriously. So, L'chore, if we add on this Maril to the Rambam, well, according to the Rambam, that's a lav of Baal Tosef. So how do we understand the Maril? How does it fit in with the opinion of the Rambam regarding Baal Tosef? I could suggest one of three different approaches to Memiyashev Divrei Maharil. Number one would be that maybe it is Baal Tosef, but Eis Lasas L'Hashem, Eferus Arosecha. We find the concept of Eis Lasas L'Hashem in the Gemara regarding what I mentioned before. Men HaTorah Dvorim Shebal Peh Yatur Rishai Liyom Ram Bechsav. So, at what stage were Chazal Matir to write Mishnayis, to write the Gemara, Eis Lasas L'Hashem, Eferus Arosecha? When it became clear to Chazal that if we won't write Torah Shebal Peh, ultimately it will all be forgotten, and therefore Chazal were maker by a deoraisa eis lasas l'shem eferes l'zecho. Years ago, and I think it is printed in the new edition Minchas Osha Bereishis. So the new Minchas Osha Bereishis is a Purim Chedoshes. It's totally different than the old one. And one of the new simonim in the Sefer is Gedoyla Avera L'shma. And I wrote at great length defining the concept that we find in Masechet Nozia and some other sources. So how could Avela be positive? How could it be acceptable? So one of the sources I dealt with is what Chazal say, Eis Lasos L'Hashem Eferos L'Rosecho. It is found in the Gemara primarily regarding the din of Dvorim Shebal Peh Yitur Rishai L'Omrim Bechsav, but we find this concept in various different places. When Shimon HaTzadik dressed up in Big Day Kahuna and he went to be Mekabel Ponim Alexander the Great, Greek conqueror. And the Gemara says, how could Shimon HaTzadik dress up and beat the corner and go out of the Beis HaMikdash? Eis Lasas L'Hashem Eferus Sorosecho. So maybe, yes, it is Baal Tosef, but Chazal saw a need to be Machmir, be Divrayim, and that is why they taught people as if these are the arises. This approach, in my eyes, would be extremely unreasonable. Because Eis Lasas L'Hashem Eferes L'Sechu is only when there is an extreme Migdor Milsa. Kama Rochoikim and Dvorim, to say that whenever we find in Chazal Asmachta, Kro Asmachta Ba'alma, it's Yisoides Adas are at stake. The future of Yiddishkeit is at stake. When Chazal were matter to write Torah Shebal Peh, it's obvious. Yes, the future of Yiddishkeit was at stake. Because if we wouldn't write the Mishnah and the Gemara, it will all be forgotten. And we will all, some would be similar to the Karoim and the Tzadokim and the Betoisim, and Torah Shebal Peh will be forgotten. So there was an extreme need to write Torah Shebal Peh. But it is extremely unreasonable that whenever we find in Shas that Rabbonon v'kros machta, it is something of such extreme nature that Chachamim or Matir and Isid Yuraisa, totally unreasonable, I would say probably unacceptable. Approach number two would be that the Chachamim taught Gedoylei Talmideim were very much aware of what's Mena Torah and what's Mena Rabbonon. But Hamoine Ha'am, Ami Arotzois, that is not the Isra of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is only when you distort Torah. Baal Tosef is only when you teach everyone and you try to convince and you yourself believe, and that is your agenda, to turn the Rabbonins into the Urais and to add on Mitzvah Satoira. That is Baal Tosef. But when Chachomim actually did teach Ligidoylei Talmideim, the Talmid Chachomim knew what's Mena Torah and what's Mena Rabbonon, but for the Hamoinei Amei Arotzois, they shouldn't be Mezalzel and the Rabbonins, they were led to believe that all these Asmachtas are Mena Torah. That, in my opinion, would not be an Isser of Loi Tosef Aladovo, because that is legitimate, and that would not be defined as Baal Tosef. Approach number three would be, the Maril doesn't mean that Chachamim made believe or led people to believe that the Rabbonans are the Oraisa Mamish. But when they were Masmich the Rabbonans al Psukei Torah, it gave added emphasis and added meaning, it added chumrah in the eyes of the simpletons and Amei Arotzeis. And there was no need for Chachomim to teach, yes, this is Mena Torah. The mere fact that they based the Rabbonans al Psukei Torah in itself gave it added value and added importance and added chumrah, and that was the motive and the rationale of Chachomim when they were masmach devreim al psukei Torah. So I suggested three different approaches to understand the Maril. When the Maril has his different and unique approach, what was the motive and what was the objective of Chachomim when many drushes they were masmach al psukei Torah? So in the Rambam, in the Noisa Kalim of the Rambam, Toisus Menachas Tzadik Beis, the explanation is Le'uk Megerasa, Lissimona, just to make it easier to remember and memorize that vast sea, ocean of knowledge, which is Torah Shebal Peh. The Maril says people should be Machmir and they shouldn't be Mezalzel and Meikel Rosh. So these are two different approaches. But the Tzad HaShavish Abahem, that Asmachta is essentially a derabbanon and not a dioraisa, lo kedivrei ha-ritva, when the ritva says that asmachtas be'etzem are me'ein dioraisa. I don't want to go into the historical question of how reliable and how important is the Maharil. And there's a very strange comment of Rav Chaim Volozhin in his the Akdome to the Haskoma of Rav Chaim Volozhin to the Sefer Maaser Rav. So Maaser Rav is Minhogei Hagaon, and the Moitzei Lor asked Rav Chaim Volozhin how important it is to print and publish and publicize Minhogam of Gedolim, and he asked about the Maril, and Rav Chaim Volozhin writes that Shamish Kotten Kosav Minhogei HaMaharil. He was a little shamish, and it's not such an important sefer. But all the poskim quote the Maril, so that letter is somewhat a mystery, somewhat a strange letter, but that's what Rav Chaim Volozhin writes about the Maril. But the Maril is broadly quoted by all the poskim. Likutei Maharil, less so. And what I just quoted is in Likutei Maharil, ois pei dalet. And maybe there's a difference between the Likutim that are added on at the end of the Sefer and the basic Sefer, Minhogei HaMaharil. So the Ritva is not alone. I think he's alone amongst the Rishonim. But the Maharal is even more forceful and outspoken than the Ritva is, and the Maharal in two different sources. Gur Arya Parshas Yisroi and Be'er HaGoyle. I don't know whether you are all familiar with Sifre Maharal, but Be'er HaGoyle is Kol Kuloi, just to explain Darke Chazal and Divre Chazal, primarily Agodois Chazal. And in the first Shal, in the first Pelik, in the beginning of Be'er HaGoyle, the Maharal, as once again in Gur Arya Parshas Yisroi, makes his opinion very clear that Asmachta is not something superficial. Asmachta is Rotzen HaTorah, Kavonas HaTorah, very similar to what we quote from the Maharal. So, up to this point, I only dealt with the Ritva against other sources in Rishonim. What I would do in the coming part of the Shir is I want to check Gemoras, Bavli and Yerushalmi, how they fit in with the Ritva or the other opinion. And I think there are many sugyas which are almost impossible to explain according to the Ritva. Many sugyas which are very difficult to explain based on the Ritva's understanding. So all these sugyas would support the dissenting opinion that we find in Tosfos and the Rambam and in many other sources. First of all, what's the din? Sofek asmachta, sveika l'chumra or sveika l'kula? The more mefureshes in Tanis Chov Zayin and Aleph. Even though kol eched deikar akusha l'chumra v'l'kula l'chumra makshinen. If we have a hekesh and we could either be makish l'kula or l'chumra, very well known in Shas, L'chumre Makshinan. But the Gemara says, Beferush in Erev and Chov Zayin Amad Aleph, by an Asmachta, L'kule Makshinan. Now, this klal, L'chumre V'l'chumre Makshinan, according to many achronim, is the same klal as sveike deuraisa lechumra, sveike derabbanan lekula. So if the Gemara says mefuish in Tanis Chav Zayin Omed Aleph, that by an asmachta we say kol heche deika leakushi lechumra velekula lekula makshinan, that means smachta is medrabbanan. Now, let me make clear. The Ritva doesn't say sofek asmachta lechumra. He doesn't go that far. Even according to the Ritva, there is a difference between a deoraisa and an asmachta. So this Gemara is not a kasha on the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't say asmachta is the same as a drosha Gemara. All the Ritva means to say is that asmachta is not superficial. That is kavonas apostle. That is kavonas atoire. But for some reason, which is above and beyond the realm of our understanding, for some reason that we don't know, the Torah Mosra Adovo Lechachomim. So even according to the Ritva, it would be no wonder that the Gemara says, Lechumre velekule, lekule makshinen, when we're dealing with an asmachta, because after all, even the Ritva would agree, it's not min ha-Torah mamish. But nevertheless, that's a Gemara. And why is this important? Because the Ritva, Avodah Zorah, Ayin Hei, Omed Aleph, dealing with Tfilas Kelim. And the Gemara learns Tfilas Kelim from a posuk by Geulei Midian. In Parshas Bola, in Parshas Matos, we learn the din of Geulei Midian, and it is from that parsha that we learn Tfilas Kelim. And the Ritva maintains Tfilas Kelim Derabonon, and the Ritva says, because Tfilas Kelim Derabonon, Sveikoi Lekule. But it's clearly an Asmachta. And the Ritva is the one that says Asmachta is Me'ain Diuraisa. So we clearly see that even though the Ritva says Asmachta is not superficial, Asmachta is Chomor Mishar de Rabbonon, he doesn't go to the extent to argue Sveika Lechumra, because we find in the Ritva himself, in Avodah Zorah, Ayin Hei, Sofak Tfilas Kelim Lekula, because it's the Rabbonon, even though the Gemara darshens it from a posuk. And therefore, what we learn in Tanis, Chov Zayin, Lekula Makshinin, is not a kasha on the Ritva. What is more interesting is a machloikis that we find between Ritva and the Rosh, Perek Hamed de Brochas. So, we're not allowed to sit down and eat a meal before Tfilas Mincha, Somech LaMincha. Aval im hitchel ein mafsiken. And there's a machloikis Ritva and Rosh. If a person started to eat before Tvilas Shachris, mafsiken or ein mafsiken. And the Rosh says, before Tvilas Mincha, im hitchel, im etchilo ein mafsiken. Before Tvilas Shachris, of course, mafsiken. Because with Tvilas Shachris, the Gemara darshens a posuk, lo yisoich lo al adam. They're not allowed to eat before Tvilas Shachris. And the Rosh says, even though it's an asmachta, it's not an issa diuraisa. The issa to eat before Tfilas Shachas can be a diuraisa, because Tfilas Shachas is not diuraisa. Gimel Tfilas b'kol yom is the Rabbonin. So the drosha can be a diuraisa, but nevertheless, the Rosh says, it's an asmachta, and therefore it's chume yoisa mit Tfilas Mincha. The Ritva says Shachas and Mincha are the same. And just like Chazal say, b'mincha, im hitchil, ein mafzik, and the same would apply to Shachas. So this is interesting. The Rosh says, Shachas, Chomer Tvei, because then it's Smachta, and the Ritva, who was so machmi by his Smachta, he says the same. So we have two Ritvas, that even though the Ritva says, and a Smachta is actually, in a way, Minatoyra, that is the Kohen of the Pesach, but nevertheless, the Gavi Sveikis, it's not more Chomer than other than Aborons, as we find in the Gemara in Tanis Chav Zayin Omud Aleph. What are the sukkahs that are difficult to interpret and explain according to the Ritva? Sukkah Chof Ches Omed Aleph. The Gemara Darshan from Apostle. Shekotten Potom is sukkah. No, the Gemara Darshan is Kalo Ezech V'yesul Yeshe V'sukkahs L'Rabo Yisesech Tanim. That Kotten is Chayev V'sukkah. And the Gemara asks, what type of Kotten are we dealing with? Lo Yigi Elachinach? Poshe that a Kotten is Potom in a sukkah. Yigi Elachinach. So, it's midrabanan. And the Gemara says, it's midrabanan. Kra asmachta bi'alma. So, Rashi writes, kalu esach b'yisur is actually not a yitur.
We learn other halachas from Kalo Ezer B'Yisod Yeshu B'Sukhois. So I think this Gemara, for two different reasons, is almost impossible to explain according to the Ritva. First of all, the Pasuk is not a Yitur. And we learn from this Pasuk, Kol Yisrael Yoshev B'Sukhah Achas, there are different halachas that we dashen from the same Pasuk. So it's unreasonable to say that the Pasuk also means, besides Pshuto Shel Mikra and other droshes that are in a Torah, that it means something else. And Bechlal, how could we say this is Ma'ein D'Yoraisa? That means by mitzvah Sukkah, the Chiyav HaNakotan is more than by other mitzvahs. Why would that be? Why would the Torah be Machmir by Sukkah, by Ketanah, more than by Matzah? Pesum and Issa? Sukkah is not Pesum and Issa. Matzah is Pesum and Issa. So why would Mr. Sukkah be an exception? So could we say that all the chiyuv of chinuch mitzvahs is an asmachta and Sukkah is not an exception? Very unreasonable to say that the mitzvah that Rabbanon of chinuch talam is different than any other mitzvah that Rabbanon. And the posuk is not a yitur at all. So this sugyip is very difficult to explain according to the Ritva. Sugya number two, Yevames Kuf Amid Beis. Vehi loy nitfoso. Be'eshes ish. If an eshes ish is mezana, vehi loy nitfoso, she's not an anuso. She was not coerced, she wasn't forced, then she's osa labalo. And the Gemara says, yesh locha acheres. She afal pi. And she is muteres labala, and that is kiddushi ta'us. So the Gemara dashes from a pusuk that a person is makadash isha, and it's kiddushi ta'us, that she's not an ashes ish, and she's not neso labala im zinso. Lomalikra. I mean, if it's kiddushi ta'us, then she's not an ashes ish. So, and the Gemara says that we know this from Svara, but Kro Asmachta. So how would we explain? This is Rotzen HaTorah. There is no need. We know Mesvara Pshut, if it's Kedusha to us, then she never was an Eishes Ish. So why do we need a Posuk to teach us? This is not even at Konas Chachamim. It's a Svara Pshut, and the Gemara dashes it from an Asmachta. So how could we say that this asmachta is essentially real? Chulin Yud Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara dashens from a posuk, bedikas hasakin shel shchita. And the Gemara asks, what do we mean? The chiyuv to be boidik the chalaf when you shech? Well, if there's a chash nevela, of course, what do we need a posuk? And the Gemara says, no, mishum kvoido shel chochom. Even though the shochet knows it's a perfect chalaf, but he needs to show it to the chochom, and that is mishum kvoido shel chochom. So the Gemara says that the reason he needs to show the chalaf, sachen shoshchito to the rov, is mishum kvoido shel chochom. So what do we dash on our posuk? Asmachta. So once again, lagabedine shchita, there's no need. The shochet knows it's kosher. It's only mishum kvoid chachomim. Well, kvoid chachomim we learn from mipnei seve tokum v'hadat upnei zochon. Kvoid chachomim is a diuraisa. So, and if the din that you show the chalaf to a chochom is mishum kvoido yishal chochom, so what is it that we dashen from the pasuk? And how unreasonable it would be that this is pshat in the pasuk, v'shechatetem bezeh, that this is pshat that you need to show the second. To teach us kvoit chachomim, kvoit chachomim is the uraisa. We have a different source, which is mena Torah, v'odarto pnei zokon, zeh shekona chochma, that's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. And to say that the specific halacha that we need to be mechabed asa chachomim al yedei bedikas asakan, that is rotzon haTorah, is also extremely unreasonable. So these are sugyas which are very difficult to explain aliba deritvo. So I mentioned before the question, Safak Asmachta, Lekula or Lechumra, and I brought the Gemara in Tanas Daf Chof Zayin. By the Uraises, the Droshes Gemuras, Lechumra veLekula, Lechumra Makshinan. By Asmachta, Lekula Makshinan. And we brought two Ritvos regarding Sveikis, Sveika Lekula. Prima Godem, Psiche Kolelas, Prima Godem, Neshulchan Aruch Orachaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav. The Prima Godem argues there are two fundamentally different types of asmachta. Some asmachtas are based on mashmoes apsukim, and the others are based bederach rachoika, bederach drush on psukim. And the Prima Godem argues those that are asmachtas that are korev lepshuto shel mikro, those are sveikam lechumra, and they're mamish mena toira. The others are mederabonon. But this entire chiddush of the Prima Godem is such a big chiddush that there are two different concepts in asmachta, has no clear source in the Rishonim. Even though the Prima Godem tries to base this chiddush on the Ra'oh in Bedek Habayis, it's not mevur in Ramah, and it's a gevaldige chiddush. Even though L'chaira, I would think, sometimes in Shas, the Loshon of the Gemara is asmachtei, and sometimes asmachte ba'almahi. So, betchilas ha-machshava, I checked out, but it's not consistent, and I didn't get anywhere with this diuk. When do Chazal say asmachta, and when do Chazal say asmachte ba'alma? I would be so happy if I would discover something, but no, I didn't get anywhere. So sometimes asmachta ba'alma when it's mamish mashma pashtei dikro, and some of the sugis which are impossible to explain in accordance to the Ritva, the Gemara says asmachti, and the Gemara says asmachta, asmachti, v'loy asmachta ba'alma. So I don't think this diuk is a diuk gomar. There are a few sources which are misyashiv tfei alibo de Ritva. So we brought various sugis which are very difficult to explain according to the Ritva. I brought many Rishonim that is Muchach Midevrem Shaloke Divrei Ritva, but there also are sources which seem to substantiate the Ritva's approach. And primarily the Sugya of Cholamoid. Issa Malocha B'Cholamoid. So in Moed Kotlev Yudanav, the Gemara says, Mena Toirei. And in Masechet Chagigit Af Yudches, there is a long list of droshes. But most Rishonim maintain, and that is Toisus in Chagiga and the Bis Yosef in Simentov Kuf Lamed in the beginning of Hilchas Chalamoid. The Bis Yosef says, Malachas Chalamoid Osem Rabbonon, Nimsa Adov Al HaChachomim. I do not want to get into the sugya of Nimsa Adov Al HaChachomim. In my Sefer, in this week's Parsha, Minchas Osho Al Chumash Devorim, I wrote an Arichas about Nimsa Adov Al HaChachomim. Havatikim shebetalmidai, those that follow my shiurim for some time probably heard from me more than once my thoughts about the concept of nimsa adov al hachachomim. We won't get into this today, but most rishonim maintain melachas cholamoid is medrabonon, but the Gemara says menatayre. That's the loshon of the Gemara moed koden daf yud aleph. So Tosfos, two sources, chagiga daf yud ches med aleph, and avodah zarah daf chov beis med aleph. Tosfos says Malachas Chalamoid is midrabbanan, but because Chazal were masmech on the psukim, that's for its chomor tfei. It has more chomor than other midrabbanans. So if we assume that the entire concept of asmachta is totally superficial, either just to encourage memory, or the ame arotzes shouldn't be make rush, there is no reason at all, and doesn't make sense that it's chomor tfei. So these two choices in coming to explain why the Gemara Moed Kut Daf Yud Aleph writes Malachas Chalamoid Yuraisa seem to be based on the understanding of the Ritva. And then we find a Yushalmi in Chagig Daf Zayin Amed Aleph. Chavivin Dvorim Hasmuchim Leksav Medvorim Hasmuchim Alpeh. That's the lotion of the Yushalmi. So the Yushalmi has interesting Rishonis, very different from the Bavli. And the big problem in Yerushalmi is we don't have the Rishonim. We feel when we learn Yerushalmi the need and the lack. We don't have Rashi, we don't have Tosfos, we don't have the great Rishonim, only Divrei Achronim. But my feeling is, Bebiu Divrei Yerushalmi, The Yerushalmi speaks about Dvorim Hasmuchim Liksav and Dvorim Hasmuchim Lepe. Wouldn't Dvorim Hasmuchim be similar to what the Yerushalmi calls Asmachta? Asmachta is Dvorim Hasmuchim. And the Yerushalmi says, Chamurim Dvorim Hasmuchim Liksav and Dvorim Hasmuchim Lepe. Does the Yerushalmi mean Chamurim Divrei Torah Midrabanan? Is that a Ravusa at all? Of course, the Uraises are Chomer Midrabanans. So maybe this Yerushalmi would be a source for Divrei Haritva, Shedvorim Shehesmichu Otam Alaksav, Chamurim Medvorim Sheinam Smuchim Ela Alpeh, and they have no source, Ve'einam Smuchim Alaksav. That means Asmachta has more Chomer than the Rabbonans that are not an Asmachta. So we did bring some sources which seem to substantiate the Ritva, even though I think there are more sources in Shas which negate the Ritva. Yoise mamash omarti lefnechem kosuf kan, and I wrote very briefly about the concept of Asmachta in Mincha Sosha Moed and Chela Kalaf. When in a siman that I wrote about Malchi Zechron and Shoifros, there is one of the oisiyas about Asmachta, but that is very brief, very few sources. I hope that in the new edition of Minchas Rosh Hadvorim, and I hope it won't take that long till we have the entirety of Chamish Chumash Torah, so in Parsha Shoiftim there will be a special siman on the concept of Asmachta and whatever I said today, and many more sources which I did not discuss today, because in a Shia Balpeh, I need to choose exactly which sources to get into and which sources are too complicated not to get into. So if you will have some patience, I hope, not very far away, not very long, we'll have the new Minchas Rosh Hadvorim, and we will have some additional sources beyond the ones that I quoted today. So just to sum it all up, a different interpretation of what the Ritva means to say and what he means to convey. So many times when we have a lot of kashas of a Rishon, I just take out the Rishon and try to ignore everything that was said and learn him anew, as if first time I'm seeing the Ritva. So when I learn the Ritva, I think the Ritva doesn't mean to say exclusively defining Asmachta, that Asmachta is different than other Derabbanans. When I learned the Ritva Bediktuk, I think what the Ritva means to say is that all the Derabbanans are also in Hashem. Bein those she smichu akro, and even those she lo smichu akro. All the Derabbanans are rotzon Hashem. Veloy melibom omru es advorim. That is the lotion of the Ritva. So the Ritva says, we find the Rabbonans she smichu, which comes to teach that Chachomim didn't say things tam. V'kol toire shebalpeh remuza b'toire shebechzav. That is another line in that very same keta, very same paragraph in Ritva. Kol toire shebalpeh remuza b'toire shebechzav. Even those then opponents that they were not mas mechakro. So the moment we see that the Ritva says, loy melibom bodu es advorim, v'kol toire shebalpeh remuza b'toire shebechzav, it becomes to me easier to accept what the Ritva says, that the Asmachtas are Rotzon Hashem. Rotzon Hashem in a way. In a way, b'derech remes ba'alma. What is the difference between my understanding and the Ritva and the way everyone understood him up to this moment? So the classical understanding of the Ritva, that Asmachta is 90% Menatoyra. My understanding of the Ritva is that Asmachta is 10% Menatoyra, 20% Menatoyra, not 90%. Because when the Ritva voices his opinion, he says, Loi melibom bodu es advorim, the kol toire shebarper remuza betoire shebechzav. So I think the Ritva means to say that people that think that Chachomim were just boide melibom, whatever they thought is important, That's das minus. Chachamim said what they said, Beruach HaKodesh. Beruach HaLakim Marachifes Alem. V'shchina medaberes metoich groinam. And when Chachamim say, Nasmachta, in a way it's Ratzon HaTorah. But it doesn't need to be Ratzon HaTorah, which is Koroiv L'Diuraisa, because that is very difficult to explain in various different sugyas. What the Ritva primarily means to say, Kol Divrei Chachamim Em Ratzon Hashem, V'kol Divrei Chachamim Nimsa Dove B'Yodam, V'shchina Medaberes Metoich Groinam. And whatever they said Beruach HaKodesh with divine inspiration, V'kol Torah Shebapeh Rabuza B'Torah Shebichzav. Even when Chachamim don't base what they say on Torah Shebichzav, in a way, it's all Rumiz B'Torah Shebichzav. There's an entire realm in which we have almost no knowledge about, is Tzuras Oisius. So the Rosh says in Adorim Daf Lamed Ches, Sheroiv Mitzvos HaTorah and the Rabbonon Remuzim B'Tzuras Oisius. And we knew nothing about Tzuras Oisius. We have a little medrash, which is Oisius the Rebbe Kiva. And that medrash deals a little bit with Tzuras Oisius. But the Rosh in Adorim says that almost all the Rabbonon are Romans B'Tzuras Oisius. So, what I think what the Ritva means to say is not that Asmachtas stand on one side and all the Rabbonans on the other side. And the Rabbonans are the Rabbonans and Asmachtas are unique and they are Korev L'Diuraisa. I think what the Ritva says that Asmachtas are just an example. They're just an example. An example should Divrei Chachamim Smuchem al Divrei Torah. So the way I see the Ritva doesn't have to be Korav L'Diuraisa. No, it's Korav L'Darabonon. The remez that they find in the Uraisa is a remez kal, a remez dak, remez ba'alma. All he means to say, loy melibom bodu es advorim. And konas chachomims, which are the essence of Torah Shebal Peh, are not like all the other tekonas that were established by Doris Shelach Harayim. What Chachmei Ashas were metaken, what Chachmei Amishna were metaken, that is Ritzoin Hashem. That is Ruach HaKodesh. V'kol Divrei Chachomim, kol HaDarabonans, kol Torah Shebal Peh, Rumuza B'Torah Shebichzav. That's my new understanding in the Ritva, and I think that changes the picture, and it makes it far easier to accept all the sugyas that are obviously kosher v'divrei Ritva, and according to this new understanding, there's no stira between the Rambam and the Ritva. No stira between the Rambam and the Ritva. Because the Rabbonans are Ritzoin Hashem, even though they did not find an Asmachta. So why are some the Rabbonans Asmichu Akro and others Lo Asmichu Akro? Why all the other the Rabbonans Chachumim didn't see a need to look for a source in the Torah? And only some of them, they did see a need to look for a source in the Torah? Luk Migarsa, Lissamona Ba'alma. So this is a totally new approach to Divrei HaRitva. And according to this new understanding, I was listening to the Sigya for years, maybe for decades. And it is only this week that I developed this new understanding, Matorch Dikduk B'Divrei HaRitva. So, you know, you should never be Miyayish. You could learn a Sugya 100 times, as I say, and Ein Adayim Eshoin HaPirko Me'a Pum, Reshoin HaPirko Me'a Pum Ve'chod. And sometimes the Me'a Pum Ve'echod makes all the difference. And suddenly you see things in a totally different light than you've seen them for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, and for all your lifetime. So, Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matoif Kalkeinu. So today was Rosh Chodesh Elul. And there are many Ramozim regarding Elul. So just to mention a few of them, Echod lechatos ve'echod le'oilo, Rosh HaTevis Elul. The Mishnah Berurah brings the beginning of Hilchos Hashana, Es levavcho ve'es levav, Elul. The most common one is Ani ledoidi ve'doidi li Elul. And some people might have a thought that somebody was bored, so he took out a Tanakh, and he started reading the Tanakh, and whenever he found a sequence of 4 words, Aleph Lamed, Vav Lamed, he made a note, and he combined a lot of Ramozim and Chodesh Elul. Chas v'sholom. Because all the Ramozim I mentioned are Kisvei Ha'ari, and the Ari wasn't bored. wasn't bored. That's clear to me. And each one of these Ramozim comes to convey a profound message. And we won't talk about all of them tonight, but I do want to focus on Anile Doidi V'Doidili and how profound this message is. It's extremely profound. And why is it so profound? Because in our minds, we associate Elul, like the Yom HaMiroim, with awe and fear and fright. Im yetok ha-shoifo be'ir v'am lo yechrodu, as the Novi. And the Yom HaMiroim, kishmam kein hein. They are days of awe. They are Yom HaMiroim. Yomei din v'yomei mishpot. And the Gemara says in Eochen, Shalom malach ha-shores es ha-kodesh bohu. Lomu ein yisur lo yomer mahal b'rosh ha-shona v'yom ha-kipurim. Why don't the Yidin say hello? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Efshar melech yoishav al kisi adin, sifra meisem v'sifra chayim psuchem lafonov, v'yesu al yoimru hello. How could one say hello? And the Rambam writes, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, Ein oimram hal b'roshon av yom ha-kipurim, lifi she'ein elu yomim shel simchu yesero, elu yomim shel yiro v'fachad. And the Rambam in Pesha Mishnah Rosh Hashanah writes not only Yiro v'fachad, but he goes into great length. Eli yomim shel emo v'yiro v'fachad v'tshuva v'avoido v'mivrach v'monois elov. So we associate the yomim neiroim with awe, with fear, emas yoim adin, yiro v'fachad, and the same regarding Elul. So Sfaradim start saying slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Ashkenazim blow shofar from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And now comes the Ari, and the Ari says, Ani ledoidi v'doidi li remez le'elul. Where is this posik? Is it in Sefer Iyov? Is it in Megillas Eicho? No. Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is not exactly a book of Emo v'Yiro v'Fachad. Shir HaShirim is a love story. Shir HaShirim is a Sefer Shekuloi Ahavo. And the Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilchis Shuvah, when the Rambam writes an entire perek on Avodas Hashem Ahava, the entire perek, Perek Yud and Rambam, is all about Ahava, and the Rambam writes, Loi kol ha-chachomim zohu le-mala zu, and that is the mala of Avraham Avinu, shekore hanovi yishayohu, zera Avraham ohavi. And then the Rambam writes, V'kol sefer shir ha-shirem nichtav kemosho le-inyan hazeh. So the story of the Dod and the Raya and Shir HaShirim is the story of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shir HaShirim is not about Emo v'Yiro v'Fachad. Shir HaShirim is about Ahava, our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love of us. And that is the story of Shir HaShirim. And that is the remez of Ani ledoidi v'doidi li Elul. Because Yomim Neroim are Yomim Neroim. You cannot dispute that fact. But Elul is different. And there's a tshuva enoide b'Yehuda. So the poskim say that an oval should not be a shliach tzibah b'yomim neroim. Yomim neroim, an oval is not oivel lefnei ha-teivo. Why? Because midas adin is shoyra on an oval. And these are days of midas adin. So it's not a proper zgula that an oval should be a shliach tzibah. So the noide b'Yehuda was asked, could an oval be a shliach tzibah b'slichus? And the Noidi says, of course he could. Of course he could. Slichas kulei rachamim. So the Noidi explains, Yemei Adin start Rosh Hashanah. Yemei Slichas that come before Rosh Hashanah are rachamim. Rachamim gedoilim. And that is what the Ari HaKodesh teaches us. Ani ledoidi v'doidili is a remes for Elul. Elul is a gift. Elul is a gift that HaKodesh Baruch Hu gives us with utmost and profound love. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleads and begs, Kindalach, take Elul, and be ma'or rachamim shamayim, terem yavou yemei adin. Tagdimu rachamim l'royiz, tagdimu rachamim l'din. And this is your chance. Don't wait to Rosh Hashanah. Don't wait to yemei adin. Come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshu Hashem b'motzei k'ra'u b'yoysa k'ra'u, terem yavou yemei adin. And that is the profound message of Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. And this is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a gift shekol kuloi ahava. And that is the story of Shir HaShirim. And the Dod and the Raya can't seem to connect. They're looking for each other all around town, and they just can't seem to connect. When he is here, she is there. When she is here, he is there. That's our story with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Elul is the chance. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. Kol doili doifek. Pischili, he pleased. And that is Elul. And that is why the remez for Elul is Anila doidi vidoideli. And Elul is kuloi rachamim v'kuloi ahava. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, take advantage of Yemei Rachamim that come before Yemei Adin. Take advantage of Ahavas Hashem before I would come B'shetzef Ketzef. Take advantage of Chodesh Elul. So this pasuk appears in Shir HaShirim in two different versions and variations. In Perek Beis, Sof Perek Beis, the pasuk says, Doidi li v'ani loy haro'e b'shoshanim. And a Razonian Perek Vav that we find, Ani le doidi v'doidi li haro'e b'shoshanim. Same posuk. Perek Beis, it's doidi li v'ani lo. Perek Vav, it's ani le doidi v'doidi li. What's the difference? Very clear difference. So the Medrash says in Parshas V'zayis HaBrocha that there is an eternal argument between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu Elai, Vashuvu Eleichem. You need to make the first step, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, V'nashuvu. So Chassidim tell the story about the Rapshitz HaRav. Did you hear about the Rapshitz HaRav? Reb Naftola Tzvi Merapshitz, the Zer HaKadosh, he was the Rebbe of the Divrei Chaim of the Tzanzer. So the Rapshitz HaRav was once sitting in a wagon in the middle of the winter in Poland, and Balagola was driving the wagon, and one of the wheels sank into the mud. And in Poland, in the middle of the winter, there could be some mud. So the Balagola goes out of the wagon, and he pushes, and he pulls, and he huffs, and he puffs, to no avail. So he goes to the Rebbe's window on the passenger side, he knocks on the window, and he says, Rebbe, I'm fully aware of Sepasnisht. I know Sepasnisht. You know, I'm accustomed to taking Rebbe's, and I know it's not appropriate for a Rebbe to get out in the rain and the mud and push the wagon, but if you want to get home, ultimately, I'm trying, I'm doing my best, but it doesn't budge. What's coming on? No, what should he do? So the Rebbe goes out, and both together, the Rebbe with the Balagola push in Portland, nothing happens. So the Rapshitz looks up to the heavens and he says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I firmly believe in Hashgacha Protos, and I know that I'm stuck in the mud because you want me to do tshuva. But it's hard to do tshuva when you sink in the mud till your knees and you're wet and it's raining and it's pouring. Bring me home. You know, Metzuchum V'Arim in the Baina. We'll drink a hot cup of tea or coffee and I promise to do tshuva. That's what the Rapshitz said. Probably he got out of the mud. He did get home sometime. But Chassidim knew that the Rapshitz didn't mean his own personal nesoyin. What the Rapshitz pleaded with the Kodesh Baruch Hu was, we're stuck in the mud for 2,000 years. We're stuck in this goros. And we know what we have to do. Shuvu alai, v'shuvu aleichem. But you see, it ain't working. You see, it just ain't working. So, at the time of the Rapshitz HaRav, it was 1,800 years. So how long will we be stuck in the mud? Take us home, Metzuchum V'Armin, and we promise to do tshuva. Was that plea accepted? Obviously not. Because since then, it's another 200 years and we're still stuck in the mud. So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu insists, Shuvu Elai V'Shuvu Aleichem. And that is the difference between the two psukim and Shir HaShirim. If we would have our way, we wouldn't have Chodesh Elul. I would prefer Chodesh Dalul. Doidi li, and only then, ani lo. The problem is we don't have Chodesh Dalul. What we have is Elul. And Elul says, ani le doidi, and only then, doidi li. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously does insist. And he wasn't in a spoil of the Rav Shitzarov's beautiful Moshe. And he still says, Shuvu Elai, Vashuvu Aleichem. And that is why this month is called Elul. Not Perek Beis, but rather second Pasuk, Perek Vav, Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this month as a gift. Take advantage of Elul. Shuvu Elai. Before Yemei Adin, these are days that are rachamim. Rachamim tzrufim, rachamim gedoilam, ahava. These are days of Shir HaShirim. These ain't the days of Yeshayo and Yirmiyo that were mochiach klal Yisroel, bedvorim koshem kedarboinois. These are days of Shir HaShirim. These are days of ahava. Take advantage of these days. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuv alai v'shuv alechem. But he doesn't ask for that much. Pischu li Pesach ke pischu shel machat. And I no longer ask people, what's the continuation? Because everybody remembers what I said a year ago and 2 years ago. So there's no more point in asking. So the Welt sagt, everybody knows, Pischu li Pesach ke pischu shel machat, v'ani eftach lachem Pesach ke pischu shel ulam. But that is nowhere in Chazal. That we find in Sifrei Musa, it's a confusion of Pischon Libom Shel Rishonim, Ki Pischoi Shel Ulam Libom Shel Achronim, Ki Pischoi Shel Hechal. What Chazal do say, and that is a medrash in Shir HaShirim, in the Sefer of Avo, Pischu Li Pesach Ki Pischoi Shel Machad Vani Eftoch Lechem Psochim. Not one Pesach, but many Psochim. And Yiftach Lechem Psochem Shiu Agalot V'Kronot Ovrim Behem. And whenever I quote this Medesh, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have empty wagons. He doesn't deal with empty wagons. The wagons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are always full. Full of Shefa and Brocha and Atzlocha. Full of Bona Chayu Mezoin Revicha. Full of Barias Gufa. V'Nohoyra Ma'alia. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, Pischu li Pesach ke Pischu shel Machad v'ani avtach lachem psochem shiu agolos v'kroinois ovrim behem. So let's just try in Chodesh Elul to open up that Pesach ke Pischu shel Machad. Do something. Kuamachem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. So today was Rosh Chodesh Elul. We still have ample time, but let's take advantage of this month. Let's take advantage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Let's take advantage of Shir HaShirim. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Tshuva, tefillah v'tzedakah, mavir nesro yagzeirim. So I think each and every one of us has to take upon himself Elul to learn somewhat more Torah than we learn all year. Another 10 minutes, another 15 minutes of your kaveh etim l'Torah. Sifrei Musa. Learn Shara Tshuva. Learn Masilas Yisholim. Learn any Sefer Misa that inspires you, that opens your heart. Another few kapitlach of Tehillim every day. Tefillah. Somewhat more tzedakah than you give all year. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir nesro yagzeirim. So if you learn Sifrei Musa, that's tshuva. And an extra few kapitlach Tehillim, that is tefillah. Somewhat more tzedakah. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir nesro yagzeirim. And the most important thing is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, this is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Beroiv Ahava, Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects something. Pischoi Shel Machat, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Eftach Lechem Psochim Shu Agolos V'Koinois Ovrim. So let's take advantage of this wonderful month of Chodesh Elul. Yerotzoi, we should be zeicher to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to utilize Chodesh Elul, and we should all, together with Kol Bais Yisrael, be zeicher to Aksiva V'Chasim HaToyve B'Sifron Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, to Ashoin HaToyve V'Mesuke, to Ashnaz Geulo V'Yeshua, V'Bias Goel Tzedek, V'Mheiro V'Yomeinu. Amen.